Okay. So that's the court. That's the eight people. Let's go over it again. Mm-hmm. Thomas Kavanaugh.
Harry Kelly. Dethmers.
John Dethmers.
Uh-huh.
Paul Adams.
Right.
Ted Souris.
Right.
Gene Black.
Mm-hmm.
Otis Smith.
Michael O'Hara.
There were three Republicans. O'Hara, Kelly, and Dethmers.
Right.
There were five Democrats. Kavanaugh, Souris,
right.
Adams, Black, and Smith.
Right.
Right?
If you call Black.
Black was, he was nominated by the Democrats.
Okay.
He had been a Republican Attorney General.
Right.
And he was clearly a maverick on the court.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could call it then four.
If it went 4-4.
Four Democrats.
Black probably, you know.
And he frequently signed with Republicans on issues. And as he got older, he became increasingly conservative in his views on many, many things. And, all right, so that was the court as it existed during my campaign.
Mm-hmm.
There were many, many instances of very strong language between Gene Black and Ted Souris. They were just like oil and water. They didn't mix well at all. And they were given to do some engaged in some very strong banter back and forth, in the opinions, as a matter of fact, critical. Black, I think, more than any of the others, tended to be a loose cannon on the deck in terms of his rhetoric. And that was one of the things that I said in my campaign, and I laid at the feet of the Chief Justice.
I remember, I was going to ask you about that.
That I said he was responsible, at least, for not being able to control that kind of language as it was coming out of the court. So, obviously, when I was elected, I started immediately getting phone calls from Gene Black, who wanted to make me the Chief Justice. That idea I found almost bizarre. I mean, I was 37 years old. I had never spent even a day on the bench in the Supreme Court. As I told him, I don't even know where the bathroom is, and you want me to be the Chief Justice. I said, I'm not opposed to being Chief Justice, but not now, certainly. So, well, then who will be Chief Justice? And I certainly agreed with Gene Black that it shouldn't be Tom Kavanaugh. And I said, well, the logical person is Mike O'Hara. Dethmers had been Chief Justice. He was a very much of a laissez-faire Chief Justice. He wasn't good on the administrative end of things. He wasn't a good man to go and get money for paperclips from the legislature, you know. He perceived the office of Chief Justice to be more of a ceremonial thing, and that sort of let the court clerk run the court in terms of its administrative efficiency. Tom Kavanaugh had been a bull in the china shop, and he was one of the reasons that Gene and I were in cahoots trying to change the leadership. Harry Kelly was an invalid and on in years and had no interest at all in being Chief Justice. And Gene himself knew himself and knew that he was too iconoclastic to be a Chief Justice. And he lived in Port Huron, and he kept his office on his back porch in Port Huron. And he was simply not a good politician. He was a very painfully shy person who would never be any good at being even a ceremonial Chief Justice. So it pretty much came down to either O'Hara or myself, and since I was brand new on the court, all the arrows pointed at Mike O'Hara. So I began talking hard to Mike, and Mike and Mary had invited Polly and me up here to East Lansing shortly after the election. I think or maybe during that campaign, we were their guests for the great Michigan State-Notre Dame 10-10 football tie. at the stadium. It was the first game I saw in the stadium there, as a matter of fact. But I began working on Mike. I said, you got to take it. You're the logical one.
Had you known Mike before that?
No, I really didn't know Mike until that campaign. And really didn't get to meet him until after the election. We became good friends almost immediately because he was that kind of a person.
Yeah, he's a decent guy.
And, but I was the point man. I talked to Deathbers, I talked to Kelly, and I lined up the votes.
You weren't even on